This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Friday. We love Fridays. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. Producer Maddie's in his spot gym colony. He'll be around in a little while. We remind you, check us out live on video. Just had someone ask me about that the other day. They love it. So 937thefan.com, our website. Click on the Watch Live link. It's right at the top. People love our stream. They also love our YouTube. So YouTube, just do a search, 937thefan, and you'll find us right away. We should be live streaming very soon. So please check us out at 937thefan and our live link. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
Wonderful. Like you said, it's a Friday, so... Yeah, it's good. How are you?
I am great. When I hit Thursdays and I'm driving home, it is so, I don't want to say easy because it's never easy. And our job is easy relative to being a bricklayer or an iron worker. And it's never like lost on me what we do for a living. But Fridays in particular, it's just like in the football season, like just show up and talk about the Steeler game and share it with you. And man, it is a relief, all the planning and everything that goes into the week. And then Friday's just like, here we go.
Yep.
Here it is.
Here we go.
I've found something in the paper today.
Oh, okay.
I did not know this man, but a man passed away locally named Tom O'Malley. Not the Tom O'Malley, thankfully, that I do know, but Tom O'Malley, a different Tom O'Malley, passed away. So Tom O'Malley, it doesn't say where Tom O'Malley lived. I believe in the South Hills, okay?
All right.
So Tom O'Malley passed away here. And the all you got to do is read about the first five or six lines of Tom O'Malley's obituary to get to what he was all about. RIP Playboy here, my man Tom O'Malley. Again, did not know him, just reading from the Post-Gazette this morning. Thomas J. O'Malley departed this earth on October 10th, 2021, the way he always wanted, with a Steelers win and a lady by his side.
Okay. We're off to a strong start.
Granted, it was a lovely nurse from the fifth floor of St. Clair Hospital, but it was a lady nonetheless. He was a frequent flyer at St. Clair the past few years, and the nurses on the fifth floor were always his favorite because they were nice and they were pretty. And then it gets into the nuts and bolts of it.
Okay.
Tom, Tommy, Uncle T, D, Tad never met a beer or a woman he didn't like. He is survived by his daughters, Aaron and Megan, whose names he may have a tattoo of on his arm to remember who was born first. So there we go. And then he lists his son-in-laws and whatever. He's survived by his brother, Patrick O'Malley, nieces and nephew, numerous cousins in Ireland. Then this one. Honorable mention to his ex-wife of 20 years and the mother of his kids, Marianne.
It's honorable mention.
Others receiving votes. I mean, just the way that it starts out, this is...
I'd love to know who wrote it.
I know. To know him is to love him, and sometimes to hate him, and love hating him. You just couldn't help it. Some pearls of wisdom from Tom. A wet bird does not fly at night, can't dance on one leg, don't pull on Superman's cape, and don't pee up a flagpole. May you be in heaven a half hour before the devil knows you're dead. Raise a pint in honor of Tom tonight. There you go. So
Cheers
to Tom. My gosh, what? Again, rest easy, Playboy. You see and hear about people that you're like, I'd like to have a beer with that guy.
Yeah.
Well, obviously we're not going to get the opportunity, but my gosh, it just caught me that obituary today. And I tweeted, tweeted it out. And he has his picture, and I tweeted this out, where he just has this sideways grin like, okay.
I'm up to something. All right. You don't need to know what it is.
I know. Oh, it's just, that's why, and people ask me all the time, because I do this every once in a while, like tweet out an obituary. They're like, why do you read the obituaries? Don't you find it kind of morbid? And I go, no, I find it enlightening to read the stories of the common man who you didn't know, or you may know, but a lot of times you didn't know, and how many characters there are in their own world. We tell you about characters that are of wide acclaim, you know, whether it be a football player, baseball player, basketball player, hockey player, whatever, some executive, and a lot of people know it. Some people are essentially the king of their world, or even it could just be very popular among five or six people, or in their local watering hole, or in their church, or their town. And their story doesn't get told a lot of times till after they've passed away in obituary form. And it just shows the fabric of places like this where, in honesty, there's not a lot of transplanted people. People still live here for a lot of time. It's starting to get a little bit different, but it's not Florida. Or it's not, you know, a lot of people are from here, have lineage from here. And I find that to be fascinating when I read the obituaries.
I love that people go all in on their obituaries, or that somebody goes all in on their obit for them. That has to be one of his daughters who has a really good sense of humor, being like, Dad would love this. He'd crack up at this. Let's do. Oh, and put this part in too. And then somebody else chipped something in, and then it's everybody sitting there laughing and telling stories about him, which is, you know, kind of what you end up doing anyway in this situation. But if you end up doing that by way of writing an entertaining obituary to sort of, I don't know, to put an exclamation point or a nice little punctuation mark on the end of somebody's life who was important to you, but was also just, I'm always a fan of irreverence in just about any form we can find it. And I don't know if it gets any more irreverent than having fun with the story of someone who just died.
I know. I mean, you didn't deconsecrate church or anything. Right, you just had fun in your obituary. Have a laugh. All right. Is this a laughing matter or not? Maybe you can explain because of where you live. Oh, there's our lady, Cheryl Moon. She's the best. Cheryl. And that's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Cheryl Moon Sirianni.
Right. One of the.
Wonder if she's related to that Nick that blew to spread in that game last night.
Or Mike Sirianni, noted football man. But anyhow, look, and I say this about a lot of people, but Cheryl Moon Sirianni from PennDOT, top of the class, one of the nicest people you'll find, and I do mean that. Cheryl Moon Sirianni is a first-round draft pick in the nice person draft. That being said, you may know this better than me.
Okay.
This Southern Beltway, is this just a big waste of money? I'm trying to figure out and wrap my head around what the deal is.
Well, here's the problem. It's just part of a larger project that it was proposed, what, like 40 years ago?
Longer than that, in like 1958 or something like that.
Is it that long ago they came up with it? It'll make it easier for people that live in Bridgeville to get to the airport. There you go.
Now, is there, in the future, because to me it looks like a road that's going to be like a shorter Route 43, like 10 people a day go on it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why it's that. But is there going to be business development along it? Like, what is
that's probably up to the communities along that road. You know what I mean? Like, they got to figure that out.
Because I was looking at it, and it cost a ton. And they uprooted people from their houses in this thing, right?
It's the same thing they're doing in trying to build the other part of it out in the Mon Valley right now. I mean, there's property up in, like, if you, I remember I went, what was the outing? It was like a Munhall Lions Club or something a couple years ago before everything shut down. I went to a golf outing, and I was golfing with these guys, and one of them was like an urban planner, right?
Okay.
And he's showing me, he's like, so you see that tower over there? I forget what hole we were on. He's like, you see that tower over there?
Right.
Yeah, it's going to come right through there. And so they got to take this land over here, over there. And he's telling me about how the Mon Valley portion of it, the portion that's going to connect basically 43 to the Parkway East.
Okay.
How that's going to run through like West Mifflin and Dravosburg and all that. But it's the same thing. It takes so long to go from idea to implementation to then finally opening. It's like by the time it's all done, we'll be like old Tom O'Malley over there.
Southern Beltway is 19 miles long. Mm-hmm. It goes from 79 at the Allegheny and Washington County lines to the Pittsburgh International Airport. it's like the Finley connector, it connects too. I'm just having a hard time understanding how much time you're going to save by taking this.
Think about it. If you live in, like I said, Bridgeville.
Robinson.
Cecil. Not even Robinson, because Robinson
okay,
right
Houston,
now.
Okay, Houston, PA.
Yeah, I mean, okay, South Point, right, Cecil, right. That area, out towards the Meadows, right?
Uh-huh.
You live in that area.
Ponyville.
Yeah. You used to have to go all the way in to the parkway and then take that out towards the airport, right?
Yeah.
You won't have to do that anymore. You're going to just hop right on this thing, and you're going to be at the airport in like 15 minutes.
Okay, it's $1.30 in tax if you have Easy Pass. If you have Easy Pass, if you don't, it's $260 in tolls, not tax. I should say same thing, really. But it's got to only save 9 or 10 minutes.
Depends on what time of day. Like if you're trying to get to the airport for a flight that leaves like 10 in the morning, 11 in the morning, you got to deal with rush hour traffic. You don't want to deal with all that. Or in the afternoon when things really get sloppy around the 79 Parkway West interchange. Then you take that road. I will say living near 43, I had no idea just how valuable it was until I started using it.
But like, where are you going when you're there? Are you-
anywhere south of Jefferson, really. I mean,
to Manesson a lot though?
We don't go to Manesson a lot, but we have a friend who has family down there, and there's a couple places we like to go eat down in like Manesson and Charleroi. So we'll go down there. And like this is just one example, but like you used to have to, if you were going to go anywhere south, if you're going to go Morgantown or south, mm-hmm. all the way down to freaking Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Tennessee, it's Florida. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You would have to drive, wiggle down 51 all the way to 70. And then you'd have to take 70 and then you'd have to. Now you just hop on 43 and bang, you're all the way down to Morgantown in less than an hour.
All right, I guess I'll give it a chance. Now, I live in the North Hills, so it doesn't matter. Because, like, the Cranberry Connector was something that changed things. So you didn't have to get off at Cranberry, get back on. You could just kind of loop around 79 and the turnpike mm-hmm. and all that sort of situation. So I'll give it a chance. I just look at it like a big project, and I wonder where the volume is going to come from.
See, I think out that way, there's enough people that have moved out that way to like Cannon Mac and South Fayette and that area, North Strabane even.
Ray's a good person to ask about this.
Yeah.
Fittipaldo, right?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, you know what? He may be. Although, he probably already has like some kind of, and I don't say this facetiously at all, he's probably already got a route that he takes that doesn't deal with, because he's close enough to the airport yet far, you know what I mean?
Right.
He's kind of more of an in-betweener, but I don't know, maybe he can hop right on it. I don't know. But these roads always, like, I think we're used to, like, I remember when we were kids and they were still finishing up 279. And I remember as soon as 279 opened, because I had a ton of family out in the North Hills, as soon as it opened, it was like, well, did we really need this? Like, you know, and for a small pocket of time, people were like, well, this big road. But after a while, there's like a breakthrough moment where everybody's like, oh my God, I can get from this place to that place so much easier. It'll happen.
I'm feeling industrial parks. I'm feeling like places that you see like by the airport. Like that to me, if there's people that are going to advance, that's what it's going to be. Like shipping depots, not stores that you walk into, but like things that are associated with the airport, with logistics, stuff like that. That's what I feel.
Well, and you've got a lot more businesses, as far as I can tell, based in like Bridgeville and South Fayette area now. So think about it. If you're the person coming into Pittsburgh, like it's a big corporation maybe that's headquartered in, you know, right, like I said, right there in South Fayette. And somebody's coming in from your Cincinnati office, or let's say your LA office, right? And they're flying in and they got to hop in an Uber or a cab to get to your office. And instead of taking 40 minutes to get to your office, it takes them 20 minutes now.
Oh, yeah, fair, I guess. Somebody texting, I live in Cannonsburg and I'll never use it. All right, there's our first input of the day.
Okay. Don't use it. It's okay. Don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to. Go the old way then.
I'm going to give it a chance and see what it's all about. I'm highly skeptical of all this. Not skeptical of our show today. Pat Bostick, he joins the end of the 7 o'clock hour. We touch base with Pat, right, Producer Matt? He's all good? He's all in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Pat Bostick today, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, 8 o'clock. Charlie Batch, of course, you know him, you love him, in the 9 o'clock hour. Greg Bell, Tacoma News Tribune, he talks to us at 9:30 about the Seahawks. Hello to you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.